The marchers at this year's Martin Luther King Jr. Day Unity Parade in Spokane seem to have forgotten about the frigid weather and the attempted bombing last year. Correspondent Paige Browning attended the parade and reports that thousands showed up in downtown Spokane to march and play music.
I believe in the dream, and it lives.
Marching for her sixth year in a row, Karen Morrison was near the front of the parade, leading the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. At least 1,000 people marched this year, led by a Lewis and Clark High School marching band. Youngsters throughout the long line of marchers held signs saying, "Love is all you need," and "Love, love, love." It was a family affair for many, and Morrison was no exception, who attended with her daughter and son-in-law. Morrison says more people are getting the word out that hatred cannot be tolerated in Spokane. She called this year's event beautiful.
All of them are beautiful, but there's more and more support for what his dream is, and there's more responsibility taken for the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Attendees talked about the meaning of the day and remembered Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 speech.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
But many at the Spokane event weren't able to join hands. They were too busy beating drums and clanging cymbals. As the march ended, people gathered inside River Park Square to hear more music and several speakers. Students from the community school performed African drumming and cultural songs. While citizens enjoyed the parade, police patrolled every block of the parade route. They were ready for anything after a white supremacist interrupted last year's event with a homemade bomb. But this year, the only commotion came from marchers and drummers. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.